It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to WTK's Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, and online at WTK.com. Jeff Childs in the air chair. No Jay-Z this morning. He's too good for us. He's in New York City. Tony O across from me and Matt Missler on the other side of the glass. What's up, Miz?
Doing good. By the way, happy birthday to Jay-Z. Celebrated birthday at the end of last week, actually. So happy birthday, Jay-Z. That's the reason why he's out of town. But he will be back tomorrow if you listen to the M Zone. He will be on. Of course, you will be on tomorrow during the midday for Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath and Jeffrey Childs.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the plug. Yeah, and a very happy birthday to our own Josh Zinke. Hope he's having a good time in New York City. We miss him today, but we will soldier on talking conference championships, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Colorado, Washington, Wisconsin, Penn State. Michigan fans hoping for a particular result for both of those games, hoping for Virginia Tech and Colorado upsets, not getting them. And now Michigan is left to await their fate, really, for the postseason. Whether it's a bowl bid, likely the Orange Bowl, what we've been hearing, or an outside chance at a playoff, you never know, because the committee has stressed they are not putting a total emphasis on conference championships, that metric only in the event of a tiebreaker. But want to talk about the game, really, where I think a lot of people had less of a hope that an upset could happen. That's Clemson, Virginia Tech. And, gentlemen, this was a game that turned out to be the more competitive game, to be quite honest. Clemson had a 21-7 lead in the second quarter going into the third quarter, and Virginia Tech in the second half scores 7 in the third, 14 points in the fourth quarter, the final margin of victory for Clemson only by 7. So I'm sure Michigan fans on the edge of their seats really hoping for an upset. Alas, it did not happen. And Deshaun Watson doing what he does, 23 of 34, 288 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. He also rushed for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, again, one of the best players in the nation doing what he did to put his team over the top and getting in Clemson winning the ACC championship.
Deshaun Watson doing Deshaun Watson things, big boy football.
That's right, Miz, doing things, doing big boy football. This is a game where Virginia Tech, as I said, really flipped the switch, I guess, in the second half and getting some great quarterback play from Evans, 21 of 35, 264 yards, but he did have the 2 costly interceptions. And Evans as well, carrying the ball for 46 yards, really was kind of sitting there watching this game and hoping that Phillips and the rest of the rushing attack could get something more going on the ground for the Hokies against that Clemson front four. Phillips, again, only 92 yards rushing, and Virginia Tech, they fought valiantly, just not able to get enough big plays to overcome the Watson factor, Tony.
Yeah, I thought that Virginia Tech really had a shot. I mean, throughout the game, they were really in it, especially in the second half. They found a way to sort of cut the lead that Clemson had built, but they just couldn't score at the end. I mean, their offense just stalled a few too many times. But I mean, overall on the season, I haven't been too impressed with Clemson. I mean, they should have lost the NC State game, could have lost the Florida State game.
Yeah, the NC State game, right? They missed the field goal right at the
yeah,
end.
Well, yeah, like there was a field goal. I mean, the referees basically gave I can't remember if they either took a drive away from NC State or gave a drive to Clemson. I think it was they gave like an entire drive through just like a series of different penalties. But you know, you can't do anything about that now, and like I said, it's kind of similar to Washington. I think if they end up playing Alabama, it'll be fun watching them get blown out.
Yeah, that's the hope for Michigan fans. We would like your opinion. Does Michigan still have a chance? Give us a call, 734-998-1050. You can follow us and tweet us on Twitter. Let's head to the phones right now and talk to a regular caller on this radio station, JJ at the mean streets of Lincoln Park. JJ, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll just say this. I've finally gotten over the disappointment of the Ohio State game. And as long as Michigan can somehow win the Big Ten in swimming again, the men's and the women are just one of them, I'll still be able to live one more year. I will say this. Michigan, from what I've watched college football, has the second best team in the country. But I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and they probably don't deserve to make the playoffs. Both of the games they lost on the very last play of the game. And I just want to just commend the way that Michigan has played football this year. It's back to the football that I grew up with and I love it and admire so much. And though I was disappointed in both the results at Iowa City and down in Columbus, I still am proud of the effort that the team and the coaching staff gave. But I know a couple weeks ago when I was talking about quarterback play in the Michigan-Ohio State game, I guess I kind of lost you. But once again, the team that had the better quarterback play in the Michigan-Ohio State game ended up winning the game. For three quarters, we had Barrett all boxed up, and then Urban Meyer spread us out and let JT Barrett try to beat us one-on-one, and he got him back in the game. So that's just what happens. In a couple of years, the tide has turned. Ohio State's had 15 years of getting the better recruits, and now we'll be catching up on them, and it'll be nip and tuck like it was this year, and then the game will be decided on 4, 5, or 6 plays. So that's what I'll say about that. If they go to the Orange Bowl, I'll be just as proud as if they went to the Final Four, because the only thing anybody ever remembers is who wins it all. And if we win our last game of the year, that gives us something to kind of crow about all year and puts a good taste in everybody's mouth. So I'll leave you by saying this. Go Blue, and I'm glad to have James Joseph Harbaugh and his staff coaching this football team. By the way, I really love your radio station.
All right, JJ, thank you very much for the phone call.
I agree with just about everything he said, other than perhaps the recruiting for this year, because, Alabama and Ohio State this year are in a class of their own. They have 11 5-stars between them. I mean, that wow. That what is happening?
That Tonio is in a fit right now in the studio, just upset at the recruiting. Listen, I don't think we'll have to worry about recruiting, and I know people place a lot of value on stars and the star system. I am not one of them. I trust Jim Harbaugh and his staff and their evaluation of talent. I think that has bared itself out so far in his tenure. And yes, Michigan might not be getting the collection of 5-stars that Ohio State or Alabama will. All I'll say is give it time. It will come, Miz.
Exactly. JJ, my downriver friend, trust me, no one can have a bad taste in their mouth, especially with the taste of oranges. It's going to be a great day, especially when Michigan goes to the Orange Bowl, which if they don't go to one of these Big Six games,
they will.
I will probably just probably climb this roof where everyone is working on and probably just ruin everything
please,
up there.
Please. Oh, okay. That off.
I'm going to ruin everything up there. Make them do it all over again. I'll just be that upset. But JJ, thank you very much for calling and much love. Thank you, my downriver friend, for all the love that you give us every time you call up here at the playground at WTKA.
That's right, Miz. And no matter if Michigan plays Florida State in the Orange Bowl, Tony, we've been hearing reports that if certain things shake out, Michigan may play USC in the Rose Bowl, which with all the years that USC has tormented Michigan out in Pasadena, I would love that opportunity.
It would be nice redemption.
Yeah, yeah.
I think watching the Michigan defensive line against the Florida State offensive line will be a show in and of itself, because that line is just a sieve.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as good a player as Dalvin Cook is, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know Florida State has not had opened the gaping holes and had the run game that they might have had a couple of years ago when they won their national title. But either of those games, I'd be interested in watching. I would love to see Michigan in a second straight bowl game wallop a team from Florida, and that would be Florida State. But JJ brings up an interesting point. Michigan could conceivably end this year at 11-2. Very, very good year, a +1 in the win department, improve it from last year. But we know what this team's goals are, right? We know it's to beat Ohio State, whether it's in Ann Arbor or Columbus. We know for Michigan it's to win a Big Ten championship, and they have been a long time overdue for that. 2004, they shared one. But I want to throw the question out there to the listeners, to the listening audience, what they think. Mike and I almost got to this on our show this week. We did not, so I want to pose this question now. Michigan doesn't beat Ohio State. They don't win a Big Ten championship. They miss out on their stated goals that they put in front of everybody before the season. Is this season a failure for Michigan? And if you're listening and if you have an opinion, give us a call. Let us know what you think. And if you do believe it's a failure, why is that? Why is it a failure? And if it's a success on the other side of things, why is it a success? We want your thoughts on that question, 734-998-1050. You can tweet me at Jeff Childs, ITH. You can tweet Matt Missler at The Miz on Air. There are many ways to reach us. Is the season a failure for Michigan, guys?
No. No. We didn't get the outcome that we, you know, obviously would have wanted in terms of either beating Ohio State or making the college football playoff. But anytime, you know, you go, you got 10 wins on the season, you can't be upset about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you did get one check mark off the list of beating your in-state rival.
Michigan State,
you
sure
did do that. You did it in their home. You did it in their backyard. Mind you, it wasn't, you know, the blowout result that I think a lot of people were expecting. Yeah, I mean, it is unfortunate we lost to Ohio State, but put this in your cap. You took them to double overtime, something that's never been done in this rivalry. You've never gone to extra time. You've never gone time and a half with these boys.
There. I mean, if overtime had existed in the 70s, there would have been a lot of overtime games.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we can always go back to the game in the 70s where it was 10 to 10, okay?
Yep,
but
73.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just one of those things where, yeah, we lost to Ohio State. Yeah, we're not going to the CFP, but 10-win season, you brought Paul back home to where he belongs.
Maybe
here
they're
in
not
Ann
going
Arbor.
To the CFP, Miz. Maybe.
I mean,
I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, we can hold out hope as much as we can, but I'm not going to hold my breath too much.
Yeah,
because I don't want to pass out. But
please don't. We
I'm
need
not.
You. not just to run the board. We need you alive and breathing. Please.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, I will not say that this is a failure of a season. To me, this is a successful season. You got 10 wins in the regular season, with the potential of an 11th win to close out the season in Jim's first year. Because I know everyone's going to look at last year as his first year. This is his first full year where he was able to recruit this year. To me, success, success, success. You know, yeah, there's a couple blemishes, but you know what? Makeup, it's okay. That's why they make cover up. It's okay. We'll make sure we'll come back next year that much more stronger. I know the seniors are very upset they're not going to the CFP, but you know what? Go out on top. Go out the Michigan way with another victory for the team, the team, the team.
Matt Missler putting it all into perspective for us here on the playground. But the question remains, we have weighed in and given our thoughts. Where do you fall on this question? Michigan goes 10-2 in the regular season. They don't play in the Big Ten championship game, but they have an opportunity for an 11th win. What do you think? Was this season a failure? Was it a success? We would like to know where you stand on the matter. You can give us a call, 734-998-1050. When we come back, we will wrap up our discussion of conference championship games and more. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.